Breaking free of Christianity. Have fear, shame, control, and sin been used as tools to manipulate you? Are you strong enough to acknowledge that you have been lied to? Are you willing to admit to yourself that you have been a victim and that you need help? The stages of control of Christianity in one's life are becoming more and more preoccupied with church and Bible study, excessive church attendance or reading the Bible, using the church, the Bible, and prayer to avoid life and or problems, compulsive thinking about or quoting scripture. Now here, the below mentioned here is the loss of control stage. I mean, this is when it's out of control in one's life. Compulsive church attendance or quoting of scriptures, obsessive praying, proselytizing, witnessing, attending revivals and crusades on a frequent basis, excessive financial contributions, increasing dependence on the Lord, feelings of guilt if you miss a church function, refusal to think, doubt, or question Christian teachings or authority, inability to sensibly discuss religious issues. Church attendance, prayer, and religious activities begin to interfere with work or school. And I've known people like that. I mean, feelings of powerlessness. Preaching that sex is evil or dirty. Feelings of shame over nudity, your body, or the bodies of others. Feelings of hatred or resentment towards others who have different beliefs. Lengthy crusades, mission work, communes. The smiley mask. This is an advanced stage of Christianity where feelings are denied and an artificial pasty smile is worn at all times. This is blatant evidence of extreme denial. Black and white simplistic thinking. Strong feelings of low self-esteem, shame, self-hatred, and blame. Excessive fasting or using food to feed other areas of your life that are seriously lacking. Proselytizing on the job, which eventually leads to job loss. Progressive isolation, breakdown of relationships, watching only religious programs on TV, excluding any non-religious programs, avoiding secular activities, entertainment, education, and so forth, inability to take any personal credit for achievements, always giving the credit to the Lord, not taking any personal responsibility, relying on the Lord to control your entire life, cries for help, mental, emotional, physical breakdown result in hospitalization. One or more of the above indicates there is a serious problem. In order to find out if something is good or evil, we must give it power. This is what happens with progressive Christianity. In the end, there is no more personal identity. The victim becomes a shell and something else takes over. If you've gotten this far, it is not too late to get out and stay out. All hoaxes, lies, and scams have one major theme in common, that is, a lack of knowledge. Once one knows, one can no longer be deluded and lied to. Billions of dollars, mass murder, and above all, lies and fears have been used to keep us from our true Creator. Those in control have profited from the fruits of their lies for centuries and wish to keep their power at the expense of human ignorance and misery. Our true Creator, Satan, gives us knowledge so we can elevate ourselves above that of an animal. The false god and his alien cohorts look down upon us and wish to enslave us. Satan cares about his human creation and wishes to help us. The biggest step is to overcome your fear and to study and learn. Once you know, Christianity and its false teachings can no longer be a threat.